type of attitude, very similar to what happened in South Africa with our national servicemen coming back from the border wars back in the day. And I think the trauma of that still rings to this day, because there are undealt with pain, or there is undealt with pain. Nonetheless, at 7 o'clock, it's time for the first news bulletin of the day. In your top stories, President Ramaphosa may have to appear in Parliament's ad hoc committee. Students claim that the Walter Sisulu University is not ready to start the academic year. And members of Parliament worried about online gambling. President Cyril Ramaphosa could be forced to testify before Parliament's ad hoc committee investigating allegations of police corruption. The committee spent most of its time yesterday debating whether the president should appear in person or submit an affidavit. The committee's chairperson, Serviet Lekinyane, says the president's name will be referred to Parliament's legal team for assessment. The team will decide if the president should appear in person or in writing. The committee needs to complete its work before its February the 20th deadline. Students at the Walter Sisulu University say the institution is not ready to begin the 2026 academic year. The statement is in contradiction to what the management of the institution has said. The SRC says the university has not concluded critical maintenance of some of its lecture halls and accommodation at its campuses. The SRC says this will impact the academic year. Meanwhile, the university assured Parliament that it is ready for the academic year. Police in Limpopo have arrested over 800 suspects over the past week for various offences. The suspects were arrested during high-density operations across all five districts. Police caught suspects who were wanted for murder, attempted murder and rape. Police say some of the suspects also face charges of contravening the Immigration Act and drunk driving. The Athlone Magistrates Court has postponed the murder case of 9 people from the Marikana informal settlement in Philippi to April the 16th. 19-year-old Becky Mankiwa has abandoned his right to apply for bail in the case. He was arrested in Zwele Temba in Worcester after 9 people were murdered earlier last month in Marikana. A NPA spokesperson says the state wanted to prosecute Mankwa under the Prevention of Organised Crime Act. Members of Parliament have expressed concern about the impact of online gambling on society. Stats show that South Africans spent 1.5 trillion rand on online gambling last year. MPs say members of society are using gambling to try and escape the high cost of living. They say the majority of the gamblers are losing their money. MPs say gambling is stealing away money that is supposed to be spent on food, transport and other necessities. Moving to international news, workers in the transport sector in Germany are on strike. The strike affected trains, buses and trams across the country yesterday. The workers are demanding salary increases and better working conditions. Commuters are struggling to find alternative ways of transport due to the extremely cold weather in Germany, and workers are demanding salary increases of at least 10%. And moving to sports news, tickets for the eagerly awaited rugby's greatest rivalry went on general sale on Monday, with Cape Town Stadium close to selling out more than 7 months in advance. Many fans snapped up pre-sale tickets priced from 850 rand in Cape Town to 400 rand at Ellis Park, although higher priced seats now dominate availability, especially in the mother city. Attention will also turn to the upcoming Nations Champion tests against England, Scotland and Wales, whose tickets are yet to be released and will follow similar pricing criteria. Financials: gold selling at $4,796.95 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $65.99, a US dollar 16 rand 1, the British pound 21.91, and the euro 18 rand 91. A Bitcoin, $78,584.04. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Time to look at the weather one last time as we look at the forecast supplied by the SA Weather Service. Starting with severe weather alerts, there are impact-based warnings. Yellow level 1, severe thunderstorms resulting in localized flooding of low-lying areas, damage to property and disruptions to power and communication expected over Nkube Yethemba and Enoch Makajima. No fire dangers, advisories. A heat wave with persistently high temperatures expected in places over Chris Harney,